The otter could see them from where he sat on a thick mat of springy fern moss. Their table manners were little better than atrocious. Amid the echoing din of insult and argument, they stole food from their neighbours and engaged in pie fights of amazing savagery. Bodjev clapped his paws officiously. Four very pretty shrewmaids appeared with lunch, and he nodded at them.
"Move yourselves, daughter, serve, serve."
His four daughters were quite taken with Nimbalo. Ignoring their father, they served the harvest mouse, fussing about him.
"This is a rosy pin almond flower tea, special cold. Yik, yik, yik.
Pie's good. I teach mama fat cooker it. Yik, yik."
Bodger banged his fork against his empty bowl.
"Stop a giggling, missus. Poor daddy bee's starving."
Nimbalo was glad when the four shrewmaids left him alone to serve Bodjev and Tag. He straightened his ruffled head fur and applied himself to the food. The rosehip and almond flower tea was refreshingly cold, obviously made with snow from the mountaintop. If any beast had told Tag that he would enjoy snaky fish pies before he tasted the dubiously named dish, he would have declared them mistaken. But the pies were absolutely delicious, round and flat with a soft white pastry crust and a filling that did not resemble anything that looked, smelled or tasted like an elver. It had a texture of oatmeal and a flavour of salt, parsley and sage. Much to the awe of his host, Tag ate six. Bodjev's wife Chich beamed pleasurably when she was told and came straight over to the alcove.
"Daddy Bodjev, these good beasts you bring here. Big fellies, mighty eater, yik, yik. Goldie one very handsome. Chich like him."
Nimbalo did not know where to put his face. Evidently his light golden brown fur appeared quite attractive to pygmy shrew females. He applied himself to some leftover pie crust.
"Oh, thank you, ma'am. You're very, handsome yourself."
Chich threw her apron up over her face and giggled.
"Listen, big fella, when you go away from here, take fatty little Bodjev along with you and leave handsome Golden here with Cheech. I could look lots of sneaky fish pies while that done."
Tag smiled mischievously.
"I'll certainly think about it, ma'am. What do you say, handsome Goldie?"
Nimbalo scowled as Tag chucked him under the chin playfully.
"Don't even think about it, you treacherous river dog."
The incident was forgotten as a pygmy shrew began battering a huge bronze gong, which reverberated through every corner of the massive cavern. All the cave mob shrews set up a pitiful wail, then fell silent. Tag looked to Bodjev.
"What's that all about, friend?"
"Is that old cave mob law?"
the chieftain explained in a subdued voice.
"I's got to make good sure snaky fish come back next time."
Nimbalo poured himself more iced tea.
"How'd you manage to do that, mate?"